Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Gene Marks is with us. Gene's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Small Business Book of Lists, also his newer book, Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, Crafty Techniques for Creating a Profitable Relationship. He also is the owner and the operator of the Marks Group, which is a consulting firm that helps small and medium-sized companies get the technology that they need. But more importantly, he's our good friend. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's always a pleasure. Hey, Gene, you run a business. I run a business. We're out here. We're small business owners out here in the marketplace. Does your business have you know, 10-degree swings up and down in an 8-hour period? Does your business ever do stuff like that?
Yeah. The biggest thing that I complain about with other people is the feast or famine concept. You know.
Yeah. But I mean, when I look at everybody's fixation on Wall Street.
Right.
And how fixed we get on the Dow.
Right.
There are 30 companies. There are 15,000. Publicly traded companies in America, approximately.
Right.
There are
right.
28 million small business owners.
Right.
There are 30 companies, count them, folks, 30, not even three dozen, in the Dow. And yet we all, you know, go to bed and pull the covers over our heads if these 30 companies drop below a certain number.
Right.
Now, tell me, and also... This number we're tracking that these 30 companies produce, this index, if they drop, you know, they can go it can go up 800 points one day and down, not 800 points, up 400 points in the morning, down 400 points in midday, and back up 300 in the afternoon. I mean, that kind of swing. That doesn't happen on Main Street. Why does Main Street, why do we let those people get in our heads? Why do we let them affect and affect us the way we do, Gene? It makes no sense to me.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not so sure that it really does affect a lot of business owners and what they do. The piece that I recently wrote for Business Week was kind of just about that. I mean, you know, I go around and I see lots of other business owners every week. And whenever, you know, the topic of a stock market comes up, you know, most of us look at each other and roll our eyes and go, man, that's tough.
Right.
You know, Dow fell 300 points. That blows. You know?
I guess I was thinking more in terms of the customer.
Right.
You know, people more. It didn't used to be like this, Gene. Because when you and I were kids, you know, everybody wasn't investing in the stock market. Now we got 401ks, and so everybody, you know, for some reason, you know, maybe nobody knows the price of onions, but they know what the Dow did today.
Right, right. Well, they know because obviously it's in their faces all the time.
Yeah,
people are on the internet, and they're, you know, the media likes to feed on bad news, and it does erode customer confidence. I mean, you know, it's much better. You're much more comfortable buying something when you know you got a lot of money in the bank and you take a few bucks to make a purchase. And when you see that eroding away, it just makes you nervous that all of it is kind of falling.
But isn't that a bad? That's a bad thing for our economy, I think, for us to get fixated on something like that. Because, you know, you and I believe in ourselves, Gene. We believe in our employees. We believe in our companies. We believe in our customers. We believe in the marketplace. Wall Street doesn't believe in anything.
Right. But, you know, Jim, I tell you, you know, the story that I like to tell is when a few years ago, it was right before, it wasn't Katrina, but it was another big hurricane that was coming. And I live in the Philadelphia area, and I remember reading on the Internet, it was like a Thursday or Friday, saying, oh, this big hurricane's coming to the Gulf, and it's going to shut down oil production. There's going to be lines
of
gasoline and the price of it. And you're reading all the stuff in the air, you're like, oh, my God, this is serious stuff. And I remember saying, you know, I ought to go and fill up my car with gas, because just in case there's lines over the weekend and I can't get gas for my car. And I leave my house and I go to, you know, fill up my car. Meanwhile, everything's fine. There's no lines. There's no nothing. People are moving along. They're doing whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You spend a lot of time as part of your job scouring the Internet and reading the news and trying to find what's new and good for your clients and your listeners and your readers. And I think most of us, you know, we're out there, we see the headlines, but then we kind of shrug it off and get back to work. And you'd be surprised how different your life would be if you turn off the radio and turn off the TV.
Not the radio, not the radio, Gene, just the TV.
Excuse me, not the radio. I want to say that. But you'd be surprised if you just, you know, if you kind of tune that stuff out and stay focused on the work at hand, you suddenly realize that nothing's really different now than it was 2 years ago.
In a lot of ways, that's true. Hold on to that thought, Gene. We're going to take a quick break, folks. You've heard me say that, haven't you? Turn off the talking heads. Quit listening to talking heads and start listening to your customers. But not radio. That's different. 20 Tales. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Well, joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the mothership. And you can also go to askjim.biz. That's where you can find small business answers right now. You can also go to my blog, jimsblog.biz. And you can find Gene Marks, by the way, on everywhere we go, because we make sure his smart words are found somewhere on our websites as much as we can. And by the way, you can also find the knowledge base and the blog at the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can link to there and to all the others from there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes out every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll check out all the things that we offer there, because it's all free, all to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And you know what? During this challenging economic time, there might be something there that will help you make sure that you not only survive, but that you thrive. Gene Marks is our guest, as I said. He's our good friend and the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner. Gene, one of the things that I've been telling my audience about, I've been trying to help them have an attitude, you know, get an attitude, a little bit of an attitude. And the attitude I've been asking them to have is this: I'm going to win by surviving.
Right.
And now you and I both know that even though the economists tell us we're in a recession, everybody's not experiencing the same thing. Some people aren't doing so badly. Some people are doing real badly. We certainly are at least what I prefer to say, we're in unsettling times. There's no question about that. Even people who are doing pretty well are still a little bit unsettled about it. But my attitude is for the next few quarters, is for small business owners to say, I'm going to win by surviving. Because I think the people who are still in business on the other side of this thing are going to ultimately do really well. What do you think?
No, I think you're right. But I think there are a lot of guys out there that are doing some things right now to make a bunch of money, not only this year, but in the years coming up.
Give us some examples.
Well, I'll give you some examples. Just start right out. I know business owners right now that have been sitting on some cash, you know, that they've got some reserves, and they're looking at the real estate market, and they're making some deals right now. They're down. And I know other guys are going out and entering into long-term leases or renegotiating their leases with their landlords, because those guys are jumping and want to lock into something with more of a continue. So those are smart guys. I know other guys that are now out scouring the labor market right now, because all these companies are laying off all these smart people. They can be had and brought into your company for a lot less money than you would have ever been able to get them before.
I said this earlier in the week, Gene. I said the streets are going to be running full with people who work for big companies highly trained people, but you got to make sure that you find people that are willing, they can't just be somebody looking for a job, Gene. I think those people come from those big companies. You have to find the ones who say, you know what, I'm ready to commit to small business. What
Absolutely.
Do you think?
And you know what? These people are people that have been burned by the bigger businesses that have been, you know, knocked on their butts because of the large companies that were mismanaged, made promises to them and didn't keep them. They're looking for opportunities to commit themselves to a good small business, and we're out here. So for us, the labor market is good, and, you know, your biggest asset is your people. We always complained about finding the right people. We always complained because the big companies offer more
right.
benefits and more security. Well, you know, now we've got some opportunities to pick up some really good talent. I'll
right.
tell you some other things what guys are doing right now. If they have any extra cash to invest, well, they're not putting it in the stock market, that's for sure. They're finally turning around and looking at their own infrastructure and saying, you know, rather than invest in somebody else's company, look what happened to me when I did that, I'm going to take that extra money and put it into my own company. More training, infrastructure things, you know, more equipment, building out safety, whatever the case may be, even some technology purchases, because it's time to kind of look within yourself and do a little nesting while the waters are sort of turbulent right now. And I'm seeing a lot of guys do that. Why? Because they know that things are going to turn around at some point, and they're going to be in that much better shape with better people and better infrastructure to take advantage of it.
Let me throw a couple of ideas out at you here,
sure.
because these are excellent points, folks, and you're hearing them from one of the smart guys in the marketplace. What about you talked about locking in long-term leases with a landlord.
That's
what
right.
about going to customers and that you know are having some difficulty, but these are good customers, people that you know you want to do business with, you know that when things turn around that these are people who are going to help you make a lot of money with them.
That's
what
right.
about going to, what about being proactive and going to those guys and saying, hey, I know you're having a tough time, I know your industry is really having a tough time right now. What can I do to help? How can I help you? And be prepared for that person to come back and say, well, you could lower my price.
Yep. Well, I tell you,
what do you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you right now, there are three things I'm seeing people doing with their customers. We talked a little bit at the break a while ago, is that now's the time, if things are slowing down, to take a look at your customer database, clean it up, get the kind of systems that help you market to your customers, those CRM systems
right.
or whatever, and actually start getting back in touch with your customer and creating a relationship. I'm seeing a lot of smart business owners start to do that right now. Number two is, when they are making connection with their customers, like you're saying, they are thinking long-term and saying, you know, what can I do for that customer? Maybe I will give them a price break for now. If we know that there's going to be some service,
but if you give them a price break, your plan has to be, if I give you a price break today, I need a 2-year contract with you now.
Right. So you can lock in a long-term agreement, or you might decide to just give something away for free just to show your
yeah.
appreciation
yeah.
for that customer.
Yeah.
Because not enough people give away stuff. You know, it makes me laugh how there's ads all the time for the cell phone companies that are giving away free service, or, you know, Comcast or Verizon giving away free months if you sign up with them. I mean, I've
right.
been a Verizon company for 100 years as a customer, and I don't get anything for free.
You'd be amazed how many thousands of books I've sold by giving away a couple hundred.
Absolutely.
It happens all the time. Stand by. Quick break. Tintail right back with the very smart, very street smart, Gene Marks. He and I will be right back. It's Tintail. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Gene Marks is our guest. Oh, well, thank you for staying with me, too, by the way. I know that many of you have. Gene Marks is our guest. As I said, he's our good friend. He's the editor of Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists. He's also the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner. Gene, give us your website and tell us how we can find your books.
Oh, sure. QuickerBetterWiser.com, Jim, is where I am. And
QuickerBetterWiser.com.
Correct. And I've also monthly columns in both Business Week Online and Forbes.com as well online. So
good for you.
You can find me there, too.
Good for you. So Gene, one of the things that I've been telling people, along, kind of connected to what you were just saying as we went to the break, I've been telling business owners, even if you have salespeople who call on your customers, if you can physically possibly do it, go out and see those people face to face. Every one of them, sometime over the next month or so, see every one of them face to face and say, hey, thank you for your business. I know John's taking good care of you, but I just wanted you to know from my mouth, out of my, you know, with me looking at you, I appreciate your business. What can we do to help you? What do you think?
Agreed. Agreed. I mean, there's nothing better than face-to-face. And if you don't have the time to go around face-to-face to all the people, I mean, you might want to think about maybe, you know, hosting some kind of an event if you're the kind of company that can do that. My company sells software. And, we give away once a quarter. We have an event at a hotel in Philadelphia where we do a free half day of training on one of our products, free. So, mm-hmm. We invite all of our clients and friends. Say, come on down if you want some free training. Spend a morning with us. We serve them coffee and bagels and whatever. And, they come down and they get something for free. We usually get 40, 50 people that come. These are clients. It's a nice way to say hello to them and greet them and give them something for nothing, because it's just an appreciation, a thank you for being a client of ours. And I got news for you, it's a great marketing event as well, because
exactly.
They come for a few hours of training, and then they wind up buying some more later on. So if your company or your business is something that can give away something for free or even host some type of an event for your customers just to say thank you, it might save you some time rather than going out and seeing 50 separate people.
Right.
Maybe you can get them all in your organization, or one place to talk to them at one time.
One of the things that I've been saying to my audience on the radio and in person when I speak around the country, Gene, is that what we're in right now, this thing that we're in right now, I prefer to call it that than a recession. I prefer to call it this thing that we're in right now. And and the reason is because it's not the same for everybody. And
right.
So my point is that we need to realize that this is part of the cycle. And if
right.
you're going to be in business for very long, you're going to go through this one and another one of these days. And
right.
So if you're planning on staying in business, you're going to have to learn how to deal with this. And one of the things that I tell them to do, how to do that is, I'd like your thoughts on it, is I say, and you said this during the break, Gene, I want you to tell them what you said to me. That is, yes, okay, maybe we're in a recession, but that doesn't mean that the economy has shut up, has closed up. I tell people somebody is buying something somewhere from somebody right now. It might as well be you. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. I mean, again, the economy itself, if it slowed, it did not stop. Go to the mall right now. You'll see plenty of people walking around with shopping bags. Maybe they're not spending $100. They're spending $80 or $90, but they're spending it somewhere. The other thing I was always taught, my background is as an accountant. I'm still a CPA, but I'm one of the world's worst CPAs, Jim. But I can tell you one thing I did learn is that for every debit, there's an offsetting credit. So for every
right.
industry that's not doing well, there are industries that are doing okay. And again, I know other smart business owners that are looking forward into 2009 and 2010. We have a new administration coming on as well. There are some industries that are going to be doing real well. And the question is, how are you going to profit from those places that are going to be making money over the next couple of years? I know a lot of smart guys that are thinking about that right now.
Another thing that I think people ought to be doing right now, you said invest in your infrastructure. I want to include things, and I want to include in that infrastructure category things like employee training. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. Your employees are your infrastructure. I mean, none of us, I have 10 employees. I mean, we are not some large manufacturer where that has a whole bunch of buildings and grounds. I mean, my business is my people. So you're 100% right. Most small businesses, they rely so much on their people. And you learned this back in the day that, you're only as good as the people are in your company. And it really is true. When you have good people, you make money. So the more you can invest in them, in their training and their safety procedures and their just overall customer service capabilities, sales capabilities, it just profits you. So if you're going to invest in infrastructure, that is an absolute number one priority. Consider your people infrastructure.
And when things are going great, you don't have time to train. So when else are you going to do it?
Everybody's running around serving
right.
customers. You just do it. Now is the time. Again, it's a little bit of a nesting time. And things did not stop. It just slowed down. It is going to pick up again. Invest.
Well said, Gene. Hey, give us that website quickly one more time.
Sure. It's quickerbetterwiser.com, Jim.
Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Had a great time, Jim. Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Good job. Happy holidays. I got to go for this hour. I got one more to come, though, after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.